Welcome to Storyberries Radio. You can read along with any of our stories, all for free at our website, storyberries.com. What's Under That Hat? By David A. Miller. Hi, my name is Sam. This is me and my class. I'm the one on the right. The man in the hat, standing in the middle, is Mr. McLattice. My big sister told me she had Mr. McLattice, and she had always wondered why he wore a hat. And that got me thinking, what's under that hat? I never really noticed Mr. McLattice's hat, but once my sister mentioned it, then I could not stop thinking about it. On Monday, he was wearing a sombrero. On Tuesday, he was wearing a bowler cap. On Wednesday, a flat cap. On Thursday, a beret. And on Friday, a top hat. But all I could think was, what's under that hat? Maybe it's a big springy tangle of hair that you could bounce a ball on or hide inside. No, that's just silly. But what if there's a ham salad sandwich for him to snack on when he gets tired after all the running around he does? No, that's too silly. But what if there's some balls and a skipping rope? Mr. McLattice was the PE teacher, after all. No, that is just too silly. But what if there's a tattoo of a pond? Because Mr. McLattice was a good drawer and always told us stories of watching his fish swim round the pond the weekend while he was at home. I thought to myself, maybe I'm getting carried away with this, so I will ask my classmates what they think is under Mr. McLattice's hat. Sarah said her sister has really long hair and she ties it in a bun and puts it under her hat when she's doing her exercises. That got me thinking, maybe she's right. But then Abdul heard us talking and said he has a cheeseburger under there because he always smells like one and at lunch it seems to be the only thing he eats. He could be right. Just then Miss Hill leaned over to our lunch table. I swear I saw Mr. McLattice pull a bowl of cereal out of his hat before. I'm not sure what kind of cereal it was. I hope it wasn't one with raisins in it. Later that day at PE, Mr. McLattice had us doing jumping jacks, and he was doing them too. This time he was wearing what looked to be a cowboy hat. He was jumping this way and that way, but it never once fell off, just like it was glued on. It made me think, what's the stickiest thing I could think of? I remembered once my mum made a sticky toffee pudding and my sister bashed the table. It got flung up in the air and got stuck on the ceiling. My mum had to get a broom and scrape it off. I think there still might be some stuck up there. Maybe he had a sticky toffee pudding under that hat. No, that's just silly. But what if, maybe, just maybe, Mr. McLattice was a transport ship for a race of aliens who were so small they had set up a new home planet on his head. My mum always said I had an amazing imagination. I guess we will never know, as the school bell rang. I put on my coat and said goodbye to everybody. Then I ran out to Mum and we went home. Some mysteries are not meant to be solved, my mum told me. I was in my room looking out my window to the street outside my house. There were other children playing and I didn't fancy going out, so I just sat with my elbows on the windowsill and my hands on my cheeks. That's when a car pulled up. It was Mr. McLattice. He looked up and waved like he knew I was there. At that moment, I noticed he had no hat on. But guess what? There wasn't a big springy tangle of hair you could bounce a ball on, or a ham salad sandwich in case he got hungry. It wasn't some tennis balls or a skipping rope in case he got bored, or even a tattoo of a fishing pond that he liked to look at. It wasn't a bun of long hair or even a cheeseburger he could eat as a snack. Neither was it a bowl of cereal with raisins in it. It certainly was not a super sticky toffee pudding like my mum makes. Sadly, it wasn't even a small city of tiny people. It was a shiny, bald head. So shiny, I could see the sun reflecting on it. Hi, Mr. McLattice. The end. Thank you for reading with storyberries.com. Free stories for kids.